We're better together. We're not made to be isolated. We're meant to be social, to be together and nourishing of each other. There once was a sheep eating and enjoying his grass. He began to feel chilly. He soon realized that he'd been cold for quite some time, but the grass had been oh so good. He looked around and discovered that he was alone, that everybody had gone. All the sheep had gone, and he began to cry. This is how theologian and mystic Howard Thurman began a 1951 sermon on Jesus' parable of the lost sheep, beginning with the sheep's perspective. Thurman continues, "And then the shepherd, who had many sheep, missed him, and he left his 99 to find this sheep that was lost." The purpose of the parable is to show how God is like a shepherd, caring for each soul. But why was the sheep lost? He was lost because he was out of touch with the group that sustained him, the group that fed him, that gave him a sense of who he was and that he counted. There's a certain warmth in that. There's a certain something that is creative and redemptive about the sense of community and fellowship. But I believe it's more than that. We need others because we are whole when we're together. And in a spiritual way, we are one together. Author Anita Morjani says that we all live in something alive, infinite, and altogether fantastic. We are part of a large and unfolding tapestry that goes beyond sight and sound. She should know. In February of 2002, while living in Hong Kong, Morjani was diagnosed with lymphoma and underwent several cancer treatments. However, despite those treatments, her doctors informed her family that it was too late to save her life. The lymphoma had spread throughout her body and had metastasized. In fact, Morjani's organs had shut down. She entered into a coma, expected to live only a few short hours. Instead, Morjani came out of the coma 30 hours later. During that time, Morjani experienced many characteristic details of a near-death experience. Her account includes an out-of-body experience with observations and awareness of her physical surroundings. She observed in herself a strong reluctance to return to her suffering life and dying physical body, but was encouraged to return by her father and her best friend, who told her that she needed to return and to live her life fearlessly. Subsequent to coming out of her coma, Morjani's tumor shrank by about 70%, and within 5 weeks, she was cancer-free. She was released from the hospital. Morjani remains cancer-free to this day. In her book, Dying to Be Me, Morjani wrote that she saw that we are all connected and our interwoven unification is expanding outward to include everything, everything in the universe, every human, plant, animal, mountain, sea, and cosmos. The entire universe is alive and infused with consciousness, belonging to an infinite whole. She said she was intricately, inseparably enmeshed with all of life, and she saw that we are all facets of that unity. We're all one, and each of us has an effect on the collective whole. I can't help but believe there's a truth in all of this, and with it, it begs the question, why do we fuss and fight? If we are all a tapestry of one whole, and strengthened by our interwoven unity, how can there be hatred? Why don't we live and let live? Love and tolerance of others should be our code, and we should cease fighting everything and everyone. What have we got to lose? That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.